All right, I'm back. Just for a little bit. Just, this is a special occasion. I just binge watched 4 kickboxer movies, none of which star Jean-Claude Van Damme. And I'm going to run it down real quick and tell you what the hell you're missing. Boy, good God. Why did I do it? That's the question. So we'll start with Kickboxer 2. It stars Sasha, I can't remember his name. He's the guy, he played, I always remember him as Todd, and I don't even know if Todd's his name, but he was on the show Step by Step, and he was like the bro neighbor, like he's basically Bill and Ted. I'll find his name. But he was actually kind of awesome on that show. Cody, perfect name for him. But anyway, so Sasha Mitchell plays David Sloan, who is the littlest brother of Eric and why can't I think of Van Damme's name? Doesn't matter. Kurt. Right. He's the youngest brother. So what happened to Eric and Kurt from Kickboxer 1? Well, they are killed by Tung Po after the end of the first film. He just finds them in the street and shoots them. Yep, that's what happened. So what happens now is the guy from, and I'm not going to remember all these names, but the actor who played Shang Tsung from the good Mortal Kombat movie is back. And he's like good buds with Tung Po, and he wants Tung Po to get his honor back by fighting the youngest Sloan boy, David. And so they got to get him to fight. He's not willing. And this is going to be a running theme throughout all of this crap, is there's always one guy who's like, I don't fight anymore. And then they have to do some junk to get them to fight again. Well, they burned down. So youngest Sloan, David Sloan, has a damn dojo that gets burnt down, and there's like a kid in there, he gets killed, and then they set up a fight between one of like this dojo guy that Sloan trained and whoever the champion is, whatever, and at the last minute they pull the champion and is replaced by Tung Po, and Tung Po destroys this kid and kills him in the ring, which is what you'd expect. So now you got to work up to the fight between David and Tung Po. It's not that great. This kid, Sasha Mitchell, I don't know if he has any sort of martial arts, MMA style training, but he's not convincing as an action lead. I don't, watching Step by Step, I always thought that was a put on thing. He's like, right, you know, I don't know that it is, because you can't shake it in this movie. Anyway, he beats Tung Po. That's the end of the movie. Zero Van Dams. Even the scenes with Kurt being killed, it's not Van Damme. It's some other guy. So we move on to 3. Now, 3. Oh, I forgot to mention. In 2, the guy that shows up to train David Sloan is the guy who trained Kurt Sloan in the last movie. The main guru, right? And he's not good in this. Like, it's not the same character. It's the same actor, same name, but he acts completely different. It's kind of garbage. So he trains him. So anyway, that guy, the trainer guy, at David Sloan returned for 3. Now, 3 is just really just a side story. Doesn't have anything to do with Sloan. Well, it kind of does. I mean, anyway, so they go to some other country, and there's like a guy who traffics children, and this one thing that the character of David Sloan is, he's like really cares about kids. Like, he will train them for free in the dojo and make sure they're taken care of. And so he runs into some street kids that need to be taken care of. Well, the sister of this duo gets kidnapped by the main like child trafficker. But they go so far as to tell you that she's a virgin, and that drives her value up or whatever. And so that actually keeps her from having any sort of harm done to her because she's worth more that way. Yeah, just lighten the mood for a kickboxer movie. Deal with child trafficking. Well, anyway, so Master and David go to find him, okay? And there's, again, the martial arts in these movies is not good. For a movie called Kickboxer, you need good kickboxing. And it's not here. He fights in a charity fight, and then and it even goes so far as like, it's an exhibition, don't get hurt. So why watch it? Why film it and put it in the movie? Well, they did. And then he goes and he fights the guy and he saves the kid. And then he puts the kids in an orphanage. Well, I mean, he pays for their schooling, so not really in an orphanage, but whatever. And then that's the end of that movie. It's kind of weird. It's not only without Van Damme, it's without Tung Po. But don't worry, because we get four. Okay, there's five mainline kickboxer films, okay? And I've already reviewed the other two that are outliers that are actually worth watching. But now we get to four. So, same thing. Sasha Mitchell is back, reprising his role as David for the third time. However, Master's not in this movie. That's fine. Fine. This one brings back Tung Po, but it's a different actor completely. And instead of, like, just rolling with it, they decide to put the worst makeup. He's wearing, like, a cap with Tung Po's signature ponytail coming out of the back. The prosthetic kind of covers his eyes some. And the amount of makeup on his face is incredible. You have to Google Tung Po Kickboxer 4 just to see the frightening vision that is Tung Po in this film. Well, Tung Po now... Okay, here's the other thing. There's these huge, not really so much from 2 to 3, right? But certainly from Kickboxer 1 to 2, there's this giant gap in storytelling that they sum up with, oh yeah, Kurt and Eric are dead, killed by Tung Po. And now, from 2 to 3, not a big jump. You know, they won that thing. They're just kind of going on a trip, you know, vacation, basically. And then that adventure happens. Now, from 3 to 4, there's another giant gap where now David, who had no love interest in the previous two films, has married, and she's not only did he get married, but he's been framed by Tung Po. He's in jail. Tung Po has a kidnapped his wife, David's wife, and has her in, like, captivity. And during this time as well, Tung Po has become El Chapo. He's a drug lord. And so he has he runs like a drug cartel, and once a year he has a tournament at his house where people come and they fight for the opportunity to fight Tung Po and then to win $1 million. I don't know why anyone who knows anything about Tung Po would try to fight him, because you're going to get killed or at least paralyzed. That's his MO. He does that to everyone he fights. Now, because in 2, David beats the crap out of him. Tung Po is actually kind of legit scared of David. Like, he doesn't actually want a piece of him. And he thinks David's in jail. But David gets out of jail because the DEA get him out. They want him to go undercover in this tournament and take out this drug lord. But the problem is, this is what I don't get. Like, aren't they going to notice that David is David? They actually try to work around it. It actually, it's not the biggest problem. But at this tournament, there's like some rounds. He meets a young girl. He makes a couple friends, and then they just sort of become a crew in this fighting tournament. But then about like halfway through the tournament, Tung Po finds out that David's there, and he kills a lady who they like blame it on. One of the other characters is like, it's your fault she's dead. But you can clearly see her breathing. Like, she's front of camera. And you could see the breaths being drawn. Ah, you killed her. She's not dead. But whatever. So they go to the final, like, so this final batch of fights. Tung Po's like, okay, from here on out, it's a fight to the death. You can leave if you don't want to do that. So, like, half the people try to leave, and he just slays them and kills them. And so there's some fights to the death. And then David comes, and eventually this young girl that he has befriended is like, don't you see there is no money? He's just going to kill us all. Tang Po is a maniac. Well, this other friend he has is like DEA as well. And so they end up fighting and getting Tang Po. And it's the end of the movie. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. Zero Van Dams. Now, we get to five. Why are there five kickboxer films? But here's what happened. So we've spent, the first movie was Kurt and Eric, and they're not in any of the sequels. As a matter of fact, they're dead. That's how this movie handles, this series handles them not being able to get the same actors. So what do you think happens? We've been through two, three, and four. We've seen three movies of David Sloan, the character. So we get to five. Starts off, David Sloan didn't accept your tournament invitation. And then you find out in the newspaper the next day that David Sloan has been murdered. Just right off rip. No ceremony, nothing. The character you spent three movies with is dead. What, I belly laughed when that happened. I laughed. It was ridiculous. So he's been replaced by the guy who is from Top Chef. Top Chef guy. Let me look it up, Chef. I had it in front of me earlier, but I can't remember. Host guy. Not Top Chef. Iron Chef. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The guy that does like the, I can't remember what he says, but he's the guy who, I'm a cuisine. He's the new guy. And this guy actually is a martial artist because he does some cool stuff. It's worth watching, right? It's worth watching. Like, just because he actually is a martial artist. And so his thing is that now David has been killed by this guy who wants to start his own kickboxing federation. And the way he does this is so stupid. He goes to all of the champions from all the other federations and says, join my federation. And when they refuse, he just kills them. And that's what happened to David. So stupid. So they have to stop him from killing these guys. And they kill one of the Iron Chef guy's friends. And so they go over there. He makes another friend. And they fight. And they... So the final battle in the entire series, not counting those are remakes. The other two that Van Damme is in, those are remakes. But in this mainline series, the final fight is between the main boss who wants to start his own federation by killing people. It's the most ridiculous thing. He fights our main good guy, and they take a moment to like do gymnastics. So they're fighting. Good guy throws bad guy in the yard. Bad guy literally does like a floor routine. And good guy's like, I see your floor routine and I match it. And he does his own floor routine. And then they fight some more. This series is ridiculous.